Okay. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. This is the 26th episode. So, if you can do the math, if I can do the math, that means we're 6 months into the pod.
Yay.
Whoop-a-doo-woo. Right, Taylor? Don't question it. Taylor.
Never mind.
Anyways.
She was doing the math.
She was doing the math. We're also really close to 1,000 downloads, and I am going to do a little giveaway. It's nothing special.
It's very
Probably just
special. What
some,
do you mean?
just some Amazon goodies. But yeah, so I'll post that on the gram, which plug Girls on the Move podcast is the Instagram. And go subscribe to the YouTube, which is also Girls on the Move podcast. We're doing our housekeeping in the beginning of the episode because that's where it will get heard. Taylor and Kat, do you guys want to drop yours?
You can follow me on Instagram at 20Catherine02. That's all I really use. Perfect.
Taylor. My Instagram is underscore underscore TAYY 11 underscore underscore. My favorite thing is when you say your Instagram, it's like so robotic.
Underscore, underscore.
underscore, underscore. And then if you're not in the Facebook group, it's called Girls Lifting Plates. Me and Kat are the people who will let you in. And then we also have a Snapchat group chat. You can add me on Snap for that. It's KAYC dash FTNS. All you gotta do is message me that you want to join and I'll throw you in the group. But you also requirements. Oh, Inky's making his podcast debut. Inky Stinky. Hold on.
Oh, hi, buddy.
Hi. Say hi to
Hi, Ink
the girls.
Red.
He's so confused. Okay. But yeah, if you're local or like from Minnesota, the Facebook group is a must join because we do host events in there. We have two coming up. In 2 weeks, we're going rock climbing or bouldering. Minneapolis Bouldering Project. Join that.
Join
I
that.
shouldn't have said that on here, right? Yeah, that
I will
was my
not be
bad.
there. You didn't
Okay,
say
Taylor.
what time?
There. True. And then, yeah, we have another event coming up in October. So get in that group if you want to like make new friends in the cities or outside of the cities. Yeah, I think it's a fun group. I have to say that. I'm biased, but whatever. Anyways, so Kat has until 6:40, which gives us 35 minutes with her. But we can go over segments because we're not on a Zoom time crunch. So I think we should do that.
Yeah, I think that's a
How
great
wonderful.
idea.
So I guess for podcast announcements, it is the 6 month, and then also stay tuned for the giveaway. Who wants to go first for food of the week?
I think Kay should.
Y'all, that'd be so sad. Oh, I know mine. Okay, so we went to a restaurant on Friday night, and I got chicken wings, and I am a big slut for chicken wings, bone in only. I know Kat will argue that, but
Taylor, what are you, bone in or bone out?
bone out. I can't do bone
See?
okay, if Sid were here though, this would go way different.
I
We'd be split decision. Y'all need to like comment bone in or boneless chicken wings. I feel like I'm the minority right now, but in like normal people-ness,
normal people, we are not normal people.
I feel
No.
like everyone likes bone in. You get the like
No.
it's better meat, better flavor. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Anyways,
Debatable.
Whatever, guys. Okay, someone else go.
I made tater tot hot dish. It was honestly mid.
Was your food of the week?
Everything else I ate this week was not that good.
Wow.
It was all mid, but like tater tot hot dish is just like Midwest. Everyone has it. It's okay. What about you, Taylor?
My dad smoked a ham yesterday,
You guys are
and
always smoking food.
yeah, I know. He has two smoker grills, so we get a
Sick.
lot of smoked food, which is really good. But it was a smoked ham, and it's like he used like apple cider like with it and stuff, so it was like sweet and it was really juicy, and it was just good in general.
That sounds good.
It was really good.
Delicious.
I only like ham when it's cooked like perfectly. You know what I mean?
Taylor, what are you doing?
Perfectly. Watching Kay sit here with her hands folded.
No.
Okay. Bitch. Okay, let's move right on. What is the next thing? High of the week.
I'll go first.
Yes, you will.
I just moved last weekend. So I have a whole new place. I have two bedrooms. I have a whole living room that isn't my bedroom. It's beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's big. She's everything that I've ever needed in my life.
Love.
Amazing.
Big
Yeah.
slay.
Big slay. And I'm
Big
sitting on my
slay.
free couch. So I couldn't be
Love free
upset.
couches. Free furniture is the best furniture.
I'm sitting on a free couch too. I don't know. I don't want to know where it's been though. That's the
That's
issue. okay. Yeah, that's the part like you just don't think about.
Yeah, you just move on. Pretend like it's Mine is
fine.
leather though, so like you can wipe that
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
bitch. Taylor, do you have a high?
Yeah.
My softball team this weekend that I coached, we won our tournament.
Yay!
Was They played really, really well. It was really fun. We won a 2-1 game, so in the semifinals, so that was super fun. Because I don't love games where what?
Awesome.
Oh, I don't love games where they're like we blow people out or they get like. Or we get blown out, they're just not fun. So, like games where there's like three or less runs in between teams, great, love them. Do I almost have a heart attack? Of course, but it's fine. We won, it's all good. Yeah, it makes the win like that much more like rewarding, I feel like.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think my high of the week was me and Alex went to the range on Saturday, and that was a lot of fun. It's just a good time. I have to always like I've only gone twice, but each time I had to like really get over the nerve of it, you know? But
That sounds really fun.
it is really fun. Yeah. 10 out of 10, recommend.
10 out of 10.
Let's should we was I on FaceTime with someone?
You were with me, not
No,
anymore.
my FaceTime just hung up on my phone.
Oh
Oh
no. Did you not hang up when I hung up?
no. Oh, you're right, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Does y'all's have a lift, walk, stretch, exercise of the week?
I would probably count my moving as my lift just because it was so much like walking and lifting boxes and hours of
Yeah,
that.
for sure. That's definitely fair. Taylor?
It was my no repeat leg lift that I did
Oh my
on
word.
Tuesday.
Dude, she sent me and Sydney like the screenshot of what it was. It was insane.
What is
I
it?
was it was like 25 different exercises.
And it was 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off for 30 minutes.
That sounds horrible. Why would you
It
do
what?
that?
Because it
Oh
was
my
in the
gosh.
program that I'm doing right now.
One thing about Taylor is she will stick to the grain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos.
But I mean, after I got done with it, I was like, oh, that felt like really good. The next day, it did not, though. I'm literally texting Sid and Kane. I'm like, guys, like, I can't stand up off the toilet right now. Like, I was in so much pain.
Not the toilet.
But
Damn.
it was
But
like
that's
the
when you
good,
know,
like,
like, you're like, again, so rewarding. You're like, shit,
yeah.
I did that.
Yeah. And like,
But.
it also, I hadn't done a leg lift in like probably like 2 weeks because I got pneumonia and then. Like it was just really hard to like do anything for a little bit, and then so I was just doing like all like light like ab stuff and like arm stuff. So then it was kind of like, whoa, that's the one that we jump back into. But
Yeah, yeah.
it
That's
was good.
crazy. That's brutal. Yeah, it's insane. I have like a sort of lift of the week. So I did chest day on Friday, I think it was. And I went for my PR and I failed it. But I have a good idea of what it feels now. And I think I need to just not exert so much energy into. I've said this before, I'll say it again because I still do it. And I thought I wasn't the other day. And I did, I don't know what I was thinking. I literally don't know what I was thinking. I had four sets and started at eight. That was pretty dumb. So. The silence is deafening, you guys. But I think that it gave me a good idea though of like what it felt, and I think I'll be able to get it before summer is over.
I mean, I
I
feel like
think
you
we
have
will.
it in you.
It was really heavy.
Well, no duh, it's gonna be really heavy when you already did how many lifts before it. Like you're already tired.
Color out.
I'm not gonna say anything else because we've had this discussion before.
The sass. She's spitting
Oh no, but
facts.
that I will still say that was my lift of the week, just because I feel like it's gave me a good gauge at where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
What's the other ones, guys?
Hot take. Current events.
Lows?
Are we doing lows? Is that too sad? Do you guys want to do lows? Do we want a sad girl hour?
Don't care.
Okay, let's do
Yeah.
it.
Hey, did you change this to gallery view before you started recording?
Uh-oh.
No,
Okay.
it's like automatically set now.
Okay.
No, we're good. Whoops. Yeah. What was your guys's sad point of the week? Let's dwell on
You
it.
know, my sad point of the week was waking up really early on Saturday morning. I wonder
Shut up,
why.
cat.
I
So, for context, we also recorded the same episode Saturday morning, 7 a.m., and it did not work out technologically. So here we are, Monday night, as always.
Kind of the vibe lately.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Sorry,
We're making
cat.
it work. No, we're making it work.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, Taylor, do you have a low?
Yeah, kinda. I don't know. Yesterday was just a really, really long day. Like, I was so super excited that we won our tournament. Like, it was awesome. But it was just like 12 hours straight of softball for me. So, like,
That's a
our
long
game was
time.
at, yeah, our game was at 9, had to be there at 8. It was an hour away, so leave at 7. get up at 6, and
Jeez.
then we had 3 games. So it was like a 9 o'clock game, an 11 o'clock game, and a 3 o'clock game. So that like whole time we were at the ballpark. And then I drove straight home after we won the championship, and I went right to a pitching lesson that I was
Jesus
teaching.
Christ.
So it was like a lot. And my body still can't like handle that much in a day because I'm still trying to get my iron levels back from my iron infusions. So it was kind of like by the end of the day, like everything hurt. Like my legs were sore. I felt like I couldn't move. I sat on the couch and I was like, I'm not leaving this spot like forever, which
Ever.
I feel okay today.
Well,
Like
that's just like, that's so much standing. That's so much like mental exhaustion when you're coaching. Physical exhaustion. Was it hot out too?
Not in the morning. It
Okay, that
was like
helps.
I wore a sweatshirt in the morning, but then like by the time we got halfway through the first game, the sweatshirt was off because I was sweating. But it still like wasn't super warm out, so I was like cold sweating. And then that was not a good time.
And
Cold
then you're just
sweating
like
is
so
gross.
uncomfortable afterwards, and you just
And
can't
then
feel clean.
yes, and then my shoes got wet because there was dew like on the grass. So then I started out the day with my shoes being soaked. Then I was cold sweating. Then I was just tired. I tried to sleep in the back of my car, but
Oh, yikes. That's
it's
when you
fine.
know you've hit a point.
Yeah, it's okay. Like it was just tiring, which I wouldn't really like say it was low. It was just like it was a tough day.
Yeah, it's a long day. It makes for a hell of a long day.
But we're good.
I think Milo was oh, TMI, I got my period. That sucks.
Womp
Womp womp. And we don't have to go any further into that one.
It's
But
self-explanatory.
that one, yeah. Let's see. So today I thought it would be fun to talk about. Okay, so the past two episodes have been pretty information packed.
Taylor Smile.
I mean, it's true. They were very educational. I listened back to like because when I'm in like in the conversation with you guys, it's hard for me to like kind of absorb it as much. So I listened back and I actually like learned more listening to it than almost being there, you know?
I like will sometimes like I'll watch them on YouTube now and I'll listen to them when I'm in my car because I'm like I
Where
absorb the
my views are coming
information.
from.
Like
Where
there's so much
the views we're
information.
getting.
I say a lot of stuff, Sid says a lot of stuff, you add and say a lot of stuff, and it's like all really important things, but like yeah, it's just a lot.
Well, me and Taylor were talking before this episode too, and we were like saying how like with topics that are like so studied and already have so much information like backed behind it and stuff, there's gonna be such a natural flow of like segue into the next subject. There's gonna be such a natural flow of questions that will bring up a subject that within that topic that you didn't even think you would cover. And I think that's really interesting and really like it's been really fun and stuff. So I thought that for this episode, we could talk a little bit about like how we don't need to overcomplicate our diets, our workout routine, just our like health journey in a sense. Just because I think definitely if you're like advanced enough where you think I need to learn a lot more and like take the next step, I absolutely like find the resources you need to do that. But I'd say especially for like maybe someone who's starting out and is like this whole realm of fitness and health and just like living a healthy lifestyle is like very overwhelming. There is so much like so many studies, so much science behind it all, within both like workout routines, exercises, the lifts themselves, your nutrition, everything in that whole realm. Like, there's so much to know and learn. But you don't need to know it all to start. So I guess don't look at me like that. I guess like I wanted to just kind of talk about like how we don't have to overcomplicate what we're doing. You just need to like kind of know what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing, sort of thing. Taylor, you usually have. Do you have an outline for this?
No, I don't. I was
Oh.
looking at something.
I was glancing over. I'm like, shut up right now.
I'm also like reading things.
That's fair. That's
I'm very
fair.
strongly multitasking at the moment,
That's a mood.
which happens quite often with me, so it's fine.
Yeah. Comes with school, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have like in like really overall like thing to say. Everything's just like very kind of like specific.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, I think for, okay, so like for a lot of people, just starting is so overwhelming. I think
Yes.
just knowing your basics, just like learn about the different, like, you don't even need to go into micros, go into macros, learn about like the three different macros. You've got your carbs, your fat, your protein. Figure out your intake need, whether it's for deficit, maintenance, bulking. What's the official word for bulking? Because deficit is cutting. Go Taylor, go Taylor.
Hear the typing.
I just hear her little keyboard going.
I mean, muscle building phase, muscle gaining phase. It's also
Okay.
like bulking in general is like a hypertrophy phase.
Okay. Yeah. But also like with your if you're trying to start out like a routine like for like activity, say like you don't need to have this overcomplicated routine and this overcomplicated like lift and stuff. Like even like specific lifts, I'm like, why would you not just do like a reverse lunge that works the same exact thing? Like, you don't have to get all fancy with it. Like, hell, you know?
We're
Like,
like, hell.
my heel. Like, I mean, all of my lifts are like copy and paste, and they have been for the past like year. Like, I'm on a push pull leg split, and within each day, there's very little variance between like all of my push days, all my pull days, and all of my leg days. And that's what works great for me. And like I could change it if I wanted to, but I just it's what works for me, and I don't need to overcomplicate it just to overcomplicate it, quite simply.
And like you're seeing results with like doing the same thing over and over. Like you don't
Yeah.
need to be super creative and do unnecessary workouts if that's what works best for your body and for you.
Right. Yeah,
And
and I think, yeah.
honestly, like if you're just starting like lifting or starting to like get into like just a movement pattern, anything. We've talked about this before, but it takes like up to 2 to 3 months to cement that like into a habit. Like a
Exactly.
lot of people will say like 21 days to form a habit, but with lifting
That's
and with
not true.
exercise and something that like just takes so much like exercising, it does like it fatigues your body. It fatigues your mind like a little bit, even though it's
Right.
helping build those things at the same time.
Yeah, no,
But
but it absolutely does.
yeah, so it's gonna be 2 to 3 months before you're in a pattern where you
Yeah.
can go every single day. And so keeping the same routine, doing the same things for those 2 to 3 months at a time, Like, that's how you're gonna see progress. Like, by changing things every single day and randomly working muscle groups that have absolutely no, like, strategy to why you're using them, you're not gonna see progress in that because your body's just gonna be confused.
Exactly. And they say too, like, you're supposed to give your split 8 to 12 weeks to let your body fully like accept it as this is my routine before you should even think about switching that up. And I guess I don't know like all the sciencey parts of that, but that's what like and but that's what everyone says. It's you're supposed to give each split when you switch it, you're supposed to give it 8 to 12 weeks before you decide whether or not you want to switch up again. Don't know. I think also like once it gets to like so if you do start out like with a very I don't want to say basic, but yeah, pretty basic like split. Like I'd say I'm in a very basic split. I'm like in the most simple split that I could think of because that's what works best for my schedule anyways. But you like you're gonna I feel like it sets you up for success more because you're not overwhelming yourself with all this like all these crazy lifts and all these things that like you don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. Like what Taylor was saying before, like you don't even know what muscle you're working right now with this lift that you saw this Instagram fitness influencer doing. Like, do you know what you're supposed to be working? Like, start with the basics and continue with the basics if that's what works best for you.
And that's
And
not saying that like Instagram workouts or TikTok workouts are a
no,
bad thing. Like they're
no.
very good tools to use. But
There.
if you use a workout that you find from there, don't just do it one time. Do it for a couple weeks in a row. Okay. Get to the point where you can gain, like you can add pounds into whatever you're lifting, like increase your resistance, do more reps. But don't just do a workout one time because it looked cool. Like that's going to be one of the simplest things that you can do is to keep things the same. Like, don't have to complicate that part.
And there's like with that too, there's so many tools to help you out. Like apps, like I use an app called Rep Count. It's free on the App Store and I use that to keep track of like I put in my the exercise and then it remembers from the lift before what my weight and rep was. So if I'm say like next chest day, I won't probably next chest day, but say for example, next chest day, I'm like, I'm going for my PR, I'm going for it. I can see what I did before, see what maybe I should change up to give myself a more like a higher success rate. And there's so many like tools like that, even for if you're starting to track your macros, there's so many apps that you can use for that. So many. And they're most of them, there's a free version at least. I just think there's so many tools in place to simplify everything for you.
The only thing I'm going to say about tracking macros and like tracking food and calories is that don't start off your fitness journey thinking that you're going to be able to hit your calorie goal every single day. You're going to be able to hit your macros every single day without like failing because it's going to happen. And
Absolutely.
also, like, don't start in a deficit right away. Like, maybe track like what you eat on a daily basis for a week or two and get an idea of what you're intaking, and then maybe go into that deficit and just go down maybe 200 calories or even 100. Like, it's a slow process. It doesn't need to be instantaneous.
Or go up, depending on what your goals are exactly. If you're just trying to like, if you're like, hey, I'm happy with where I'm at and I want to maintain that, find out your maintenance and keep it. And like Taylor said, you're not gonna hit every single goal every single day. That's unrealistic. Even the best of the best don't. And that's not a fail either. That's just life happening. Also, make sure you're in a good mindset before you start tracking.
Yes, so I was going to talk about that actually.
Go ahead, go for it.
So tracking can be really, really helpful in trying to help you hit those macros, trying like if you're trying to lose weight or if you're trying to bulk, like it's really helpful to know how many calories you're eating a day and what's all going into your body. But if you in any way have a bad relationship with food or a dysmorphic view of your body, you need to be careful with tracking because that can be a trigger or just a straight road to restrictive eating, to not saying like full on eating disorders, but it can lead down that path. And the
Absolutely.
last thing you want to do when you're trying to be healthy, when you're trying to move and stuff, is deprive your body of what it needs to feel good when you're doing those movements.
And the saying food is fuel is so true. It is so
Yes.
true. Like, if you're going to be lifting, you're going to be burning more calories, even resting calories. You're going to be burning more throughout the day. You're going to be hungrier. And that's natural. Like, if you find yourself like being hungry more and stuff when you're starting to like put more activity into your lifestyle, that's normal. That should be happening. Like, and listen to your body. Don't deprive it of that. Like, you need to be eating more so that you can maintain that lifestyle and maintain that activity level.
I think like
Okay.
a big misconception that I had for a long time when I was growing up is like when you're getting healthy, like you need to eat less. But I feel like when you're getting healthy, you need to eat more. Like you need to be eating more protein and more like low carb, high intake. Is that what it is? Like vegetables are really good.
It depends on like what kind of diet or what kind of like plan you're on, but yeah.
But like that was a huge misconception for me. It's like, oh, I'm just not supposed to eat a ton. So I think just like educating yourself and like what your body needs, because every body's so different, is
Absolutely.
really important. I was listening to the Pursuit of Wellness podcast, and it's I think her name's Mary Lee Wellen, but she was interviewing Sal DiStefano, who Kate mentions a lot on here from the Mind Pump podcast, and his like big thing that he was talking about, because I think the episode or the podcast episode was like 5 tips for people who are like trying to lose weight. But it was more like, what are the things that you can consistently do that is going to help you like get to your goal? And the biggest thing he said was eat whole foods. So like don't eat processed things, because processed foods are made for us to want more. Okay. Like they make you hungry. You can sit with a whole bag of chips and probably half of the time you're gonna almost eat the whole bag of chips because they're made for you to eat more and to keep being hungry. But if you sit with 5 apples in front of you, you're probably not gonna sit there and continue to keep wanting to eat those 5 apples. Like you're gonna probably eat two of them, maybe two, and say, okay, like I'm done. Like I don't want this anymore. But those 5 apples in that bag of chips is like very similar in the amount of food that you're going to be consuming. But an apple is a whole food that has things like natural stuff, and a bag of chips has all processed and chemically produced ingredients that are made for you to eat more.
Listened to Mind Pump today, and he brought up that same example. He said, if somebody puts 5 baked potatoes in front of you and says, can you eat all of those right now? You probably wouldn't be able to. If they put a bag of potato chips, you could probably eat that whole thing. And like Taylor said, it's like the same amount of food almost. It's just more processed. It's all made to appeal to your taste buds. It's quite honestly, it's a trap because there's been days I could eat 2 bags of chips. Like, hell, like, are you kidding me? And then another thing he was saying too, which I never actually thought about, I always knew that like protein fills me up so much faster and more than like any other food group, which is what it should do. It's just a lot more dense. Dense.
Dense.
Dense. You when you make your meals, eat your protein first, because that's gonna fill you up. And you're naturally just gonna be more full and not even want to eat as, not that you shouldn't eat as much of like the carbs and the, because you still need carbs, you still need fats, but your body is gonna like turn it off as opposed to like eating a whole big ass bowl of like pasta and then having your protein after. You're still gonna eat all that food. If you have your protein first, you're not gonna want to eat that whole thing, the whole other thing, you know?
Yeah. And he was also saying on the podcast that I was listening to that, like Kay said, protein in general makes you fuller. And if you are eating the correct amount of protein for your body, you are going to eat the correct amount of everything else. Like,
Exactly.
protein is going to be the thing, like Kay said, that's going to make you full. That's going to make you, like, feel like you can go work out to feel like you can go take on the day.
Yeah.
I, for such a long time, I did not eat breakfast. Like, literally, probably until 3 years ago, I did
Same.
not eat breakfast. And
Yeah.
I always felt like shit.
Yeah.
And now in the morning, I either make a smoothie that has at least 35 grams of protein in it, or I have turkey bacon and eggs, and I like try really hard to get in a very like large amount of protein in the morning. And then for the rest of the day, I'm like, I have the energy. I feel like I can do things. I like feel like I'm not gonna be hungry an hour after I just ate breakfast. And it also just it makes my stomach feel better too, because a lot of the times I'm just drinking straight up coffee for the first 5 hours of my day.
Not great,
But
not great.
yeah. So he said like if you're eating the amount of protein that your body needs, which they said, so like if you want to lose weight, you're gonna eat the amount of protein that like your ideal weight is. If you're like chilling with where you're at, then you're eating about a gram per, and I don't remember if it was pound or kilogram.
When he said it, or Kat, do you have to go?
Yeah, I was waiting for a good
Okay.
opportunity and
Okay,
it
sorry.
came times.
Okay. But okay.
I'll see you
Bye,
guys
Kat. Thanks
later.
for joining. We'll
Yes.
talk to you next
Wait, how
time.
do I leave?
Isn't there a leave
There's
button?
probably
Yeah,
you guys
in the
can keep
corner.
talking. Oh, I found it. Okay. Great.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
Thank you.
Kat.
But when he was talking on the podcast today, he was saying you want to eat your target weight in grams. So whether that's like throwing numbers out there, say I'm 160, I want to be 180. I want to eat 180 grams. If I want to maintain, I want to eat 160. You know, that's what he was,
Yep,
how he
so that's
said
what he
it.
was getting at in the podcast that I listened to too.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just gonna make you fuller, and if you eat that amount of protein, you're also generally going to eat the amount of like fats and carbs that you're supposed to.
Right, exactly. Because your body is going to crave that extra like amount for the things you need, you know? You're not gonna, after a meal of high protein, getting your carbs, your fats, and you're not gonna want the sugar.
Yeah,
You're
no.
not gonna, or the chips, the ice cream, your body will reject it. Like, there's just no room for it.
Yeah. And a huge thing that I learned is that I do crave sugar and I crave carbs a lot. And I found that if I go and like eat fruit for my sugar,
Yeah.
it has been working a lot better for me because It's natural, right? We were talking about the eating whole foods.
Yes, yeah.
So, like, go eat an apple, go eat grapes, blueberries. Like, I don't care how much sugar is in fruit. I was
Right.
reading a lot of stuff, and it's almost impossible for you to overeat fruit. Like, I
It's
know.
they're so it's such low
Yes.
calories.
Yes.
Such low
And, like,
calories.
even if it's like, oh my gosh, I ate six apples today, you can't overeat apples. Like, yes, some people are gonna say, like, anything that you like overeat is too much, but honest to goodness, fruit is a very, very hard thing to overeat. And there's sugar in it. Like, so it gives you that, like, your brain that, yep, I ate
Boost.
sugar. Like, I feel good now. Watermelon, favorite thing for when I'm like craving like candy and stuff.
I gave it a big thumbs down. No, but seriously, and then it gives you it is carbs, so it's giving your body that energy that carbs will provide you. It's given it's like it's tricking your body into thinking, oh yeah, you just ate that whole bag of Sour Patch Kids. Like,
Yes.
are you kidding me? But I don't know. I think that's a very good point. Like, if you're replacing, that's a thing. That's the other thing. If you're trying to cut things out, you can't just cut out this whole group. Like, you can't just cut out all your sweets. You have to replace it. Otherwise, you're gonna fall right back in. You have to replace it with, like, what Taylor said, fruit. Stock up on produce. And you're gonna find yourself eating that when you're craving the stuff that you just got rid of.
You can still give your body what it's craving. You can still give your body carbs and fats and like the things that it wants, but if you're giving it those things in a whole food way, like instead of eating processed things like chips, ice cream, like things that have so many other things added to them, like the different chemicals they use, the different dyes they use. Like, nothing is ever going to be perfect, but you're going to get closest to a diet that's going to help you achieve your goals if you're consistently eating like foods that are whole. And a lot of people will say, eat something that grew from the ground, eat something that grew from a tree.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and that's great. Same thing goes for this is going to be a little controversial, I feel like, because I'm still seeing a lot of arguments about this on the internet. Naturally, you got those keyboard warriors. Protein shakes, though. People are saying that that's like a great way of protein to get protein in, which it is. It is when you're trying to just kind of hit that last, like you went your whole day and you're like, ah, I'm still 20 grams short. Man, I'll just make myself a protein shake. Go for it. There you go. If you don't have time, go for it. There you go. But it is so much better to get it from the source, straight from the chicken, straight from the cow. Protein shakes, no matter what brand it is, if it's like a super healthy, it's obviously very processed. Like, there's no denying how processed it is. It is powder. Like, I'm just saying, like, but it is a great way to like fill in that extra. Like, if you didn't hit your protein goals, which again, you're not going to hit your goals every single day. It's not realistic for most people. But it's a great way to, like, it's not a substitute. That's what I'm trying to say. Do not substitute your chicken, your steak, your fish with a protein shake. It's not a substitute.
There's another podcast that I've been listening to called Muscle Science for Women, and I
Okay.
just kind of got on it within like the last 2 weeks. But one of the hosts of it, she actually for a while was on like it was very similar to like a carnivore diet where she was like very consistently like only eating like meat. Like her carbs were very, very low. Like, and she was just eating a lot of meat. And she said for her muscle gains, plants also. Except for her muscle gains, it was great. Like, and it helped out a lot. But a lot of it, I think, is because, like, meat is whole food. Like, no, I've said it like 18 times within the last like 10 minutes. But, and like you were saying with protein shakes, like, I drink protein smoothies a lot. But within those protein smoothies, I am adding fruit and Greek yogurt every single time so that I'm getting fruit, like whole foods. And then in the Greek yogurt, I'm getting the probiotics that are in yogurt if I buy the right kind. It depends on the day. But also Greek yogurt in general, like, it's good for your health. So it's not just like me putting a scoop of protein into a glass of water and saying, this is my replacement for my food for the day.
Like, this is, oh, I missed breakfast. Well, here's my breakfast. That is not your breakfast. That is not it. And I, again, I'm not trying to villainize protein shakes because they are a great way to like get that last bit in, you know, or that little boost that you needed, you know. But yeah. And another thing with depending on what your goals are, people don't suggest protein shakes if you're trying to lose weight, because of all the processed stuff in there. It may it may stunt that progress if you're trying to bulk and put on more weight. Protein shakes are great. I mean, again, not to substitute, but they're great, you know? Like, it's just, it's all about what your goals are, what you're trying to do for your own body and your own health. I don't know. Again,
I
don't
don't
overcomplicate it.
I like a lot of what we're saying though is do the things that are easy. Like, buy fruits and vegetables. You don't have to go and look up what kind of protein bar is going to give you the best macros. Like, you don't have to go and like research a million different kinds of like whey protein or whatever kind of protein. Because you think that it's going to be the thing that is going to make you lose weight, like gonna make you bulk up. Like, those are great resources and great things to use on the side of a healthy diet, which includes a lot of whole foods, like consistency in your workouts. Like we talked about, keep things the same. Don't change things every single day or every single week. Like, it
If it
doesn't
ain't
have to,
broken, don't fix it.
it doesn't have to be as difficult as a lot of people make it seem.
Yes, I know. That's the thing that it can be so irritating, but here's the thing. The people that make it seem more difficult are way further in, usually way further into their journey with fitness, health, all that stuff than many of us are. So what we think is very complicated and stuff is they're easy, is they're normal per se. Stick with the routine that works for you. And like again with the whole foods, like it's easy to eat a healthy and whole food diet. Just go to the store with a list of food and stick to the list. Do not go to the store when you're hungry. I have fallen victim to that way too many times. And then I just have junk in the house. Set yourself up by getting the stuff. You can't eat what's not in your house. Like, it
And like,
sucks
know,
sometimes.
yeah, it does. Know what you crave. Like, if you're a person where at 10 o'clock at night, you know that you are going to be craving something sweet, then find yourself something that you enjoy eating, but is a whole food, is something that's better for you than going and picking up the carton of ice cream and sitting in your room and eating straight out of the carton.
And the whole thing. In which, again, there are going to be days where that just is going to happen. Happens to me. It happens to all of us. There is no shame. It is not a fail. It's called a snaccident. Okay. It's okay. This is not to say that me and Taylor hit our goals every day. We only eat whole foods. This is not, this is, we're preaching to ourselves here too. But yeah, I mean, it's so much easier than what the world makes it seem, though, is really what we're getting at. And it's not rocket science. It's not this whole diet plan. It's not this whole workout routine that's like, if you miss one day, you're fucked. That's not it at all. There's so much room for growth, and you're gonna learn so much as you go, and you're gonna be able to naturally kind of like excel your knowledge, excel what you're doing, and like both in the gym and in the kitchen and outside of both, like in your just day-to-day life, you're gonna like learn so much as you go. It doesn't have to be as overwhelming and scary as people make it seem.
And like honestly, like during the day, like I normally have like three movement goals that I try to hit. I try to go on a walk at some point in time. Like it doesn't, I don't have a set amount of miles. Like it's just, I want to go on a walk. I want to move my body. Then I try to get in whatever workout is on my split for the day, whether it takes me 30 minutes to get it done or it takes me 2 hours to get it done. I try to get that in, and then I try to stretch for at least 10 minutes. Those are my three things that I try to do every single day. And if it's an active rest day, then that walk is longer. Okay, that walk is maybe I go and walk for an hour instead of 30 minutes. Like it's just set yourself those goals. And like we said, they don't have to be complicated goals. They just have to be something that you can say, okay, this is what my plan is for the day.
No, absolutely. And along with that, if it helps for you personally to help motivate yourself, to help you reach your goals, get a watch. If that's going to become an obsessive thing for you, don't do it. But like for me personally, like it helps with my accountability so much. I'm extremely competitive with myself and my family. All my family has Garmin watches. And so like it helps us all stay accountable with each other. It helps us track like our movements and what we've done, what we would like to still accomplish. And another thing that I thought of when you were talking too is with like workout routine, like you do a lot of programs, YouTube programs. Like find a YouTube program. They're free, right? Yeah, like just go find a YouTube program and like follow that. Like you do month, like yours are month by month, right?
Yeah, it just depends on whatever program she has out. So right now it's a 4 week one.
And I mean, that's a great span of time to figure out even if like, do you like that for yourself? Like, do you work best with a program, a set routine that somebody already made? Or do you work best doing your own thing and finding your own groove in the weight section and going on a run, you know? And everybody's fitness and exercise routine is gonna look so different. But it's so much trial and error. And that's really the fun part of it too. Like it is really fun figuring out what you like. Figuring out that I did not like running wasn't fun though. That wasn't fun. I tried so hard to be a runner. I tried so hard. I was
That
like, I wanna like this. My whole family are like is runners, pretty much all my family. I'm almost the only person in my family who is not a runner. And even like a lot of my family's spouses are runners.
journey.
Like, and I mean, there's 8 people in my family. So I really tried to like
It's okay.
it.
That's why you
I
have
did.
friends.
That's
Friends who
why I
aren't
have friends.
runners.
Yeah. Have
But yeah.
runner family lifting friends, right?
The only other thing that I was gonna say about this whole thing is a
Yeah.
really simple thing that you can do is find a way to drink water that you enjoy. So some people, if you give them a straw and you put a cup in front of their face, they're just gonna drink the water. Some people, it needs to be like have one of those gallon jugs. And you have to have a goal that you hit at certain times during the day. I recently found my circle. You can't see it because it's blurring out, but this is my circle. And since I have got this 2 weeks ago, I drink probably four of those cups a day. Okay. And I did not drink that much water before then. But I like flavored water. You put flavored water in front of me, I'm gonna drink it. I need something a little more spicy in my life than regular water.
Spice up
Find a
the
yes. Find a way to drink water that you can
Yeah.
do. I know it's really, really hard to get enough water in during the day. Find a way that makes it easier for you.
I've found for myself too, having a straw makes me just naturally like want to drink more water. And I recently started doing like liquid IV and stuff. That does help like your hydration levels. I find mine at Target, and that's really good. It was really funny though because it's pretty salty, as up the sodium, you know. The other day, I had that in my water cup, and Alex didn't know it was in there. He thought it was just water, and so he took a sip, and he was like, "What is this?" It was really funny. Sorry, side story. I thought it was great, but
But yeah, like
yeah.
I like liquid IV, like Mio's, like little, like the squirty, like Mio's that you put in the water. Like
Elements.
I, yeah. If you like, LaCroix or like the off-brand LaCroix, like the static water,
Wait, that's a thing?
static water, that's what I call it. Like TV static when you drink it.
Actually, like a thing.
But for a while I like would pour those into like a cup, add some water flavoring to it, and I could drink those because it was like I was drinking like a soda because it had the bubbles and it also had the flavoring. So find a way to get yourself to drink water that you enjoy. Like I had an app for a while where every single time I would drink water, I would put in how much it was and it filled up an animal for me until I got to see the whole animal. It worked. Or there's also apps where you can like water plants on your phone.
Whatever you have to do to make yourself drink more water, if it's filling up an animal, you just gotta do that. Honest. Honest goodness, as Taylor would say.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's funny. But yeah, I didn't even think about talking about water and stuff in here, but that's a really good point. Because it is very important to get that water intake in.
Is very important. I don't
Very
have a
important.
ton. I don't have a
Yeah,
ton
I was gonna
else.
say, do you have
Yeah.
anything else you want to say?
No, not really.
Okay, so I guess with that, we bid you adieu.
With that being said,
With that being said, but yeah. So yeah, again, if you aren't already, go follow the Instagram because I'll be posting some sort of giveaway thing. I haven't planned it out yet, but it'll be there for the 1,000th download. It's coming up. We're like 20 away, so this episode will
How
probably hit it.
wonderful.
But yeah, so go join that, and then we will talk to you next week.
Cool, cool,
Bye.
cool. Bye.
Bye.